been on tour since February. We're Eastern Canada right now, so we're just heading towards Belleville, Ontario. Have a couple of days off, and then we get back going again.
How is your tour going so far?
Yeah, it's going great. You know, it's been a lot of work this year, which is good. And we're out here. Everybody's trying to stay healthy, and hopefully the bus doesn't break down. Knock on wood. Away we go.
Has it started to snow here in Alberta? It's a snowfall warning right now. We all just got snow all at the same time. It's crazy.
My daughter just sent me a picture going to school, telling me she needed her winter tires like right now, Dad.
Yep.
Well, I'm out in Belleville. I can't really put them on for you, honey. It's my wife's birthday today too, so I better shout out to her. Yeah, she sent me pictures of the snow, so that's a little soon.
I know. It's not even before Halloween, and now we have snow. So what can someone expect from your performance?
We've had a group, our band's been together for a lot of years, so we're pretty familiar with what goes on up there, and you know, we've got great production and video and lighting, and you know, just try to stick to playing the hits, really, that people know. And fortunately for myself, I've been able to have a few of them. So, yeah, it's just it's a lot of fun night, good energy, and great band. And when we play, we want to make sure people are having a good time. That's our job, right?
And speaking of music, you have a new song, Canadian Dirt. Can you tell us a bit on what it's about?
Yeah, I wrote that song during the pandemic, actually, just sitting in my office, you know, on Zoom with Phil O'Donnell, and you know, just kind of felt really fortunate to be where I was during that time. And yeah, it's just basically an anthem for our country, really. So yeah, it's doing really well, and we're excited to see it continue to do good, hopefully.
And at the end of my interviews, I have four rapid fire questions, so you just have to answer with the first thing that comes to the top of your head.
Okay.
All right, first one, what's your go-to karaoke song?
Neon Moon.
Good answer. I like that one. I feel like that's a classic. Everyone knows the words to that song. If you sing it everyone's going to be going along with you.
That's right.
Next one, who would play you in a movie?
Who would play me in a movie? Oh, boy. Clint Eastwood.
All right. Do you like the beach or the mountains?
I like the mountains. I'm not really a beach body guy. Well, I don't mind the beach, but I do like the mountains. I'm an outdoors guy that way.
Oh, okay. And then last but not least, where can we find you on social media?
You know, all those platforms, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, even that TikTok stuff. We're doing that nowadays, too.
Are you good at TikTok?
Yeah, I'm getting better at it. You know, I'm not much of a social media guy, to be honest with you, but it is the way of the world, and I guess we got to join the club out there, right?
Yeah, you got to learn how to do that TikTok, so.
Yeah, no, it's getting better. My kids are good at it, so they're kind of paving the way for that, right? So
yeah,
it's good.
They can teach you everything you need to know.
Yeah, I can.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much for taking some time out to talk with me today, Gord. I appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.